Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to another Sunday fun day. You already know how we do. Roll something up, light something up, come kick it with your people.
Yes, sir. Top five didn't change much. You know, same folks. In the running, you know, we got United States up there, you got Australia, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and Canada. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in or listen to the archive shows so you guys can get into our top five. We love and appreciate you guys. Kenya, I want to see y'all back on the top five.
Kenya. We want to see you back here. Kenya.
I want to see y'all up in the mix. Man, how was your week? Because your week, It's probably easier than mine, so I'm gonna let you.
Oh, really? All right. So this week, I'm calling this week just new era, new time. I'm just really embracing.
Will we be alive? Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm just really embracing, like, you know, I guess 2022, and just seeing that it's just a new era. Like, you know, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my week was chill. I finished my weed that I had that my family put me on when I went back for my funeral. So it was cool. Now I'm on another detox until Cleveland. But it was cool, you know what I'm saying? Because my Cleveland weed, it just seemed like it was different from the New York weed. It just seemed like it was more, and plus it came from family. So it just got me through it, man. It got me through some, you know, tough little time. And then, you know, I finished my book, Trump, The Art of the Deal. That's got me just, you know, in that wheeling and dealing type of ways, you know what I'm saying? And then,
right,
I'm gonna get into, you know, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. I'm gonna talk about that. Talk about him in the world famous chopper. So stay tuned. But that him.
No, I won't be here for that one. But.
He kind of sparked the book I'm reading, The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman, in a roundabout way, and I'll tell you how that happens. And then I'm starting a new book called Investing for Dummies. You know, so basically, you know, I had so many books. I talked about this a while ago, but I had so many books, and I had to just kind of trim the fat, cut the weeds, and just get down to the good stuff. So this Investing for Dummies, I'm really focused on this part because stocks, I already kind of got my feet wet, so I already kind of know what I need to do as far as that. But I'm really, you know, keen in on the real estate portion and small business because, of course, my wife has a small business, and I'm a realtor, and I really want to get a rental property. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at, man. Focused, like I said. You know, that's my week. So once again, new era, new time.
Right. So. Speaking of that, but let me, first of all, now every holiday and every birthday, who does not miss a birthday? Huh?
I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to you and all the mothers out there.
Yes, Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Smooth does not miss a beat when it comes to me. For you guys that don't know who Smooth is, he's the house Negro that calls into the show, which he may or may not, you know, he got about 9 baby mamas, so he may not have no free time tonight. But I woke up to a message he sent me a message at 6:57. He says, on this day, the one that got caught slipping is celebrated. Happy Mother's Day. So that's just how ignorant, that's how much ignorance that I deal with. Y'all think I just deal with his ignorance on the show? It's off the show, too. But salute to all the mothers out there. You're doing a good job. Sometimes we get caught up into looking at what we don't have and how things are not going, and you compare your life to somebody else's life. Like, don't do that. Be thankful for what you do have. Be thankful for the things that you're going through right now, because everything that you're going through is making you stronger, right? It's a part of your journey. Some of y'all made a wrong turn, and it's allowing you to get back on the right track. So be thankful, man. Children, for every child born, an ancestor returns. So it's a beautiful thing. Now, I told you last week, like, my hands are so tired. I don't even know how I'm doing it all. I'm just doing it, right? But one of the projects that they were like, you know, we want to get more people on board with it. I could definitely talk about this one project that I'm doing. And it is Project Africa.
Project Africa.
This,
okay.
Yeah, new way, new life. Like, you know, when people say, well, if you're tired of being here, go back to Africa. Yeah, that's what we're doing. So we're going to be back and forth. But Project Africa, like, what we're doing is we go, I touched on the fact that we did our DNA test. I did one for me. My uncle did one for both sides, actually. He did one for my grandma's side and his dad's side. And then my brother on my dad's side did one for my dad's side, right? So we're covering all bases. When a male do it, they can get X and Y. Female, we can only get our mother. So basically you get your DNA test done and you figure out like where your lineage is, where your family from.
Yeah.
Who's who? Now, they stem from this conversation that everybody comes from Africa. So when you get these DNA tests, you really have to break it down, right? Because we are thousands and thousands of years old, right? Black people for sure. Definitely we're here before the white people and, you know, mostly other, you know, races. So you want to see where your lineage is, you know, because most, like, okay, I'm going to tell you what I found out thus far. My grandmother on my mom's side, they are Indian. But they their ancestors way before, you know, them, they were some in Africa, but they are Indian. They were right here. And then my grandfather, he's from the Congo, right? And you can, they all mean as hell. People from the Congo, they mean as hell. And they got
nose.
I got
some Congo.
But they hustlers. Like, but they're from the Congo. Like, my great-granddad came over from the Congo. You know what I'm saying? And so back in those days, you know, the Africans came here and got with Indian women, right? Went to the chief and got with Indian women. That was the thing. On my dad's side, my great-grandmother is Seminole Indian. And then she got with a African that was a stowaway. And he came to the United States not as a slave, but because at the time, Edenville was going into, they had became independent. So, you know, there was no slaves, right? This, my grandfather was born in, my great-grandfather was born in 1880, right? So he got wind that, you know, free slaves was going to Edenville, Florida. And so his mother set up for him to get there. He was a stowaway on the ship, came to Edenville, met my great-grandmother, which she's Seminole Indian, and then they had a family. So I put that as history always repeats itself. But when you're in it, you're like, what the hell is going on? Same thing with men now, black men that get money, they go to white women. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, but it's a cycle that we go through. But anywho, I knew I was African, but I also knew that, you know, as we had this conversation before, that I knew one of my grandmothers was Indian. I didn't know both of them. One of my great-grandmothers was Indian. I didn't know both of them were, you know?
You know what it is, too? I could see that's you were so, you know, it was coming from another place. And that's, like I said, that was your ancestors talking. Like, so, I mean, of course, I know you have African roots. But like I said, you were so, you really wanted to rep for your Native American party.
Right.
And, you know, and that's, you know, and that's nothing wrong with that. And I see that's why, because you, when you're saying that your peoples was here too, that's Native, that's your Native American side talking. So I understand it.
Right. Yeah. So I'm African. I'm cold-blooded African. But, you know, I do know where my people come from. So, no, you're not going to discredit them. Everybody come from Africa. No, they didn't. Shut the fuck up. But anywho, that's what I found. So Project Africa, we're doing genealogy. And this is the University of Ancestry, right? This is ran by the Moors. And if you know who the Moors are like the head honchos, right? The Moors are the ones who sold people into slavery, right? The Moors are the ones who run this shit, right? If you don't know who the Moors are. The Moors have the logs for every Negro in the world, not even in the country, in the world. So when you go through the genealogy, right, they go in and they just pull whatever they pull, like tell you who you connected to, you know, go as far back as they can. On my own, I'm in the 1800s, right, on my own. And it's like weird, like my great-grandmother passed 6 years before I was born. And I never got to see her. My grandmother never talked about her. And yesterday, I finally got a picture of my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather. But look at him and tell, he's straight African. You can look at my grandmother and tell she's Indian, like my other grandmother. So this research that I'm doing is so important and it's so beautiful, and, you know, we creating books for the kids so that they can see it, because this whole movement is for the kids. You know, we up in age. We don't know what they're doing. So once they do the logs and things like that, then they when they find your solid trait back to Africa, they reach out to the tribe that you're from. They let them know, we found a descendant of your tribe. They present the information to them. Your tribe accepts you in. You then become indigenous to Africa. It's different than getting dual citizenship. I don't want to go into Africa as a citizen. I'm on the same level. It's that second class. I want to be indigenous, right? And so when you become indigenous, a lot of people don't know Obama set up these funds for, you know, people to be able to go back to Africa. Now, in Obama's site, if you ask me, he trying to get more people to go back to Africa. You know what I'm saying? But Trump actually added to the fund. They were like, Trump did this. And I'm like, when you ask me, Trump and Obama, Trump was way better than Obama. But Trump added to the fund. He added a lot of money to this fund. And this gives us grants. So when you go back, they welcome you in with a ceremony, being indigenous, and they give you land in Africa. They got so much land, right? Yeah. Africa is 51 countries, right?
Yeah.
So this is like 51 United States. And these are the things that we don't pay attention to, because we just look at Africa as seeing, you know, starving children. You got to think of, like, how these people try to portray this. They don't want you to make money here and take your money back there, right? But all of the politicians that are not stupid, they put their money in an offshore account, and they live over there, and they fly back here to do business, and they're not there. A lot of people that you see doing business in America doesn't even live in America, right? So when they give you this land, they're giving you this land to help the tribe. They're giving you this land to start, you know, bringing, you know, create a business or something like that, because they cannot do it, right?
Yeah.
And you get all of this money. It's about 3 or 4 different funds that you get grants from. And the people assist you with getting these grants because they want you to, you know, do what has to happen. And, you know, you have a business now in Africa. You know, you have a place in Africa. You have a business in Africa. Some people create their business and come back and stay here and just go back over. Some people, they live in both places, you know. But one of the people that got land, they actually gave him an oil well on his land.
Oh, shit.
Pretty rich.
What?
And, you know, that's just how appreciative they was, you know, of him coming back. They can't do anything with this stuff. So whereas we know what it is, they keep it in their tribe. You know, they can't do nothing to these people over there. So that's a part of the program that I'm in right now. Next week I start the third step of the program, and that's when shit gets real. You know, like, it takes about a month per side. Sometimes it can populate even faster because we have been doing research and a lot of things are populated. So at max is like a month per side, but you have 4 sides, right? You have your mother side, the mother and the father. You have your dad's side, the mother and the father. So they go deep in and they connect the dots with everything. And then they give you land, and then you create a business, and then you're back and forth between here and Africa. I will be back and forth for about a year, and then I will be predominantly there. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to tell me twice, but we still can do the radio show. We can still do everything. There's a lot of means to get things done.
Of course.
But that's kind of like the energy that I'm in, you know, when it comes to that. So
I'm loving that energy. That's
so, yeah, that's what I've been doing for a while, and it's been keeping me tied up in a major way. That's why, like, man, listen. I remember a couple years ago I went to go get passports for adults. It was $82 or $87. For kids, it was like $40. Man, listen, I went to get my passport. It was like $170, like $180 for adult and $140 or something like that for kids. And I'm like, What in the world? Like, why does passports have to go up? It's nothing changed, but think about all this stimulus money and all this money that they're giving y'all. They're using that as a way to take everything else up to pull money from everywhere. Like, these people are pulling money from absolutely everywhere. So that's them stimulus checks and all that stuff, that shit wasn't free. It was free at the time, but everything else is going up. So, granted, I had to order a couple of birth certificates, and I had to get photos, passport photos, and all that stuff. It was up with $700 for three passports.
But it's an investment, man. But this is
definitely an investment. You know, genealogy for all four sides is $400. It's like $100 per side. And, you know, whatever. And then I got a whole nother project, which, you know, I'll talk about that later. But, yeah, that's kind of what I've been into. You know, this has to happen. A lot of times I've been doing a lot of, like, working, you know, readings and things like that, 7 days a week. And today, being Mother's Day, it was a fairly good day, you know. Generally, I would be down. You know, I shared this story, 2011. May 2011 was the last time that I heard my mom's voice, which she couldn't really talk, but that was the last time I heard my mom's voice when, you know, I called her on Mother's Day, and then she passed on May 28th. 2011. Mm-hmm. And so normally I'm in a somber mood, but my dude called me this morning and just gave me a whole different energy. You know, and I was up moving stuff
That's
around
it.
And doing what I got to do. So I was just like, I'm taking my Sundays back. No more reading on Sundays. You know, I need to give my Sundays to E5 and then, you know, do the radio show at night and call it a day. But it just kind of balanced me out. Like, sometimes we can chase a dream, right? And the dream, you don't catch it because you're chasing it, right?
Yeah,
but
you
when you just
don't
sit down and you focus on what needs to be focused and you allow things to unfold in the matter, like, you know, when you start in something out and you just like, I don't know how this is going to go, and you just going with the flow. And because you don't have expectations, it just exceeds, you know, whatever, because you don't have expectations. But when you get knee-deep into it, you're like, okay, well, I want to do this and I want to do that. And then you start overdoing it. And you're pushing it. And so that's what I feel like in reference to my business. You know, it's like, slow down. Let this shit go the way that it's going. When you can get the reading out, get the reading out. Like, all that, every day, every day, every day. Like, we ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? Get it done when you get it done. So that's just like, that's my week, man. I'm my old man out of the country for a minute. And I promise you, I was like, what the hell am I going to do for 2 weeks? But thus far, I've been winging it. Like, I've really been occupied. If I do things where I don't have to think about, you know, dang, you know, I want to see them, it keeps me occupied, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And last but not least, I came to the realization. One of the things my old man told me, he was like, I want you to be vulnerable with me, but I need you to understand that you can't be vulnerable with them. You know what I'm saying? And that's for people in the world. I've always been the type of person that where I'm turning the other cheek. My grandmother was like that. My mother was like that. You know what I'm saying? It just, that's how we were. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things that they did, I still, you know, I was doing, but I'm like, you got to break the cycle, right? And I lead with love. Even when people do me wrong, I still try to lead with love, right? I still try to, like, okay, you know what? They don't know any better. And I'm still there, and I'm still helping. And guess what? When you have that energy of, you know what, it's okay. These people are still going to be fucked up, manipulative, you know, sending you evil eyes, talking bad about you, all of this. So if you're going to do all of that, I'm going to give you a reason to do all that. So it's like cutoff season for me. I woke up today with a whole new energy, and I was in my head about it. But then I'm like, no, I'm a whole new energy because you're going to be fucked up towards me whether I'm nice or I'm not. So I'd rather not be nice to you and want you being fucked up towards me. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick and tired of being a nice person. And these people just, you know, they just walk all over you. So today I woke up in a whole new energy of fuck you. You know, that's my new motto. Fuck you.
I'm only pouring into people who pour into me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's. that's where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So I feel you.
Yeah, I'm over that shit. Like, damn, you can't help me with nothing. You can't do nothing, but every time I talk to you, you want something. You need something. I need your help. No, don't call me. I can't. I ain't got it. I can't help you, because guess what? When I need help, can you help me? No, you don't. Even when I don't need help, do you help me? No, you don't. And that's just where I'm at, man. Like, no. Nah. So that's the energy. Like, I'm understanding the concept. You know, I was telling my dude, I'm like, you know, you supposed to just let people do what they do, and, you know, your ancestors going to handle it for you. And he was like, fuck do you mean? You're not covered because you're being a fool. You know, he's like, no, stop letting people try you. Like, you gotta step up and be like, hell no, you know? Sure. I was like, you know you're creating a beast, right? I don't think you know, y'all. I don't think you know. Smooth, what it do?
Smooth the
hustler. Yeah, I'm here.
He probably ran one of his 9 baby mamas. I wonder if he had a field day with all the kids.
Nah, not with all the
kids. That motherfucker got 12 kids. He could have a whole carnival by his damn self. They be like, ooh, that carnival crunk. And they have all his kids and his baby mama.
Yep.
Well, I guess he got us on home, so. Oh, hey, what's happening? We were just talking about you.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, he was here. How's your day?
It was long, man. Fuck, I ain't never went to sleep. Fuck, I got off like around 11 o'clock this morning. I've been ripping and running. You know,
you had to go to all your baby mama's house and give them a gift.
Oh, not all of them. Fuck no. Majority of them, though. All but one of them in Mississippi, so I definitely wasn't driving out there. Hey, you know, I don't fuck with the other ones. So shit, yeah. Yeah, it was a long ass day.
So basically, 7 of them, shit.
No, nigga, I got, what, 8 baby mamas? I don't fucking know. Shut up. That nigga cracked a joke. Well, I hope your leg fall off. No. Come on.
We'll be out there. Let me tell you when we going out there. I'm gonna text you. Me and my old man coming out there. You know, yearly trip.
Oh yeah, I heard you just said some shit about the nigga out of country and shit.
I text you when we'll be there. You know, I like to come and then I tell everybody about the trip when I come back. But yeah, that's when we'll be there.
Oh shit! I got a birthday on the 10th.
Who birthday?
She about to be 11. My 11-year-old.
Okay.
Great.
I won't be there, but you know.
Yeah,
like, you know, I'll be there for that whole time. Me and my dude, we gonna go out there and turn. You know, that's my little annual trip. So.
We'll turn
up season.
Nice.
I think I'm going to end up doing the radio show from out there because we're not leaving till the next week. So, yeah, we're going to end up doing the show from out there, too.
Okay, live from the N.O.?
Live from the N.O.
That's going to be dope.
Did I do the show out there last year?
I think you did. You were going to
book. No, we came back Sunday. I did it when
talking
I...
About
either I did it when I got home or I just didn't do it at all.
What's up with this topic, though?
All right. So, tonight's topic. How long do you date someone before you give them a key to the crib? Now, this is the first topic that I was in my head about, but I kind of know what. Smooth, I'm still in my head with Smooth about it, but I don't know. But let's get into this conversation. How long would you, you know, how long do you date somebody before you get them a key to the house?
So I don't know. You want me to search it up? What's up?
Handle that happily married man.
Oh.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Here we go. I'll talk about it. I'll set it off. So, once again, so how long do you date before giving your partner keys to the crib, to the house, whatever you want to call it? So, look, man, I'm just putting it out there for the people. Like, you really, before you do that, you really want to be sure. So, you know, because we had a show about this, too. Like, should you live with the person before you get married and stuff like that? So, like, when you give the keys to your home and allow your significant other to move in, it gets real. You know what I'm saying? That's like the marriage before.
They ain't got to move in because they got a key.
But that's what you're basically doing, though. You give them a key, so they, you know, that's technically moving in, because if you give somebody a key, that means they can come through, they start leaving their clothes, leaving their stuff, and, you know, before you know it, if they got a key, you know, they basically moved in, because they can come and go as they please if they have a key. So I think you got to really be sure, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that's a big step, you know, because now you're giving more control to that mate, to be in your energy or on your premise, you know what I'm saying? So you just want to make sure that's the right move, you know, because that's like step one. Well, that's like when you know it's serious, you know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure that you're serious with this person before you give them the key, because that's a tough conversation to have once that person gets comfortable coming in and out of your place and staying with you and all that if a breakup comes about. So, you know, you just want to read the room. So I don't know how long it should be. It's really vibes. It's really not a length. You know what I'm saying? There's no right length. It's just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? So, but you got to make sure that
what's
vibe
too
is right.
Short, though? If it's no right length, what's too short then?
Well, if I had to say one too short, I would say you want to know that person at least a year. You know what I'm saying? Anything under a year is too short. At least a year.
Smooth.
Well. It always come down to the black man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, look, let me.
I think his BlackBerry went out.
Man, if Smooth don't get an iPhone, man. Get this 2022 life long.
Oh, that's both of y'all.
Oh, you there.
Okay, he back.
So as for me, ain't no, I would prefer never to give up a key.
Exactly.
That's just my personal preference. I'd prefer never to give up a fucking key. If a bitch do have a key of mine, it's not because I wanted to give a key. It was just a life circumstance where, like, all right, nigga, everybody needs to come together and gather our fucking resources. I got a, like, one of my baby mamas, I've been fucking one up for 22 years. She ain't got a key, and she got three kids for me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I got another baby mama, you know what I'm saying? I've only been knowing her probably a good 10 years or some shit, but she has a key. Not because I say, hey, bitch, you come to my house anytime you want. It's just a situation where I had to oversee the bitch, you see what I'm saying? And I had to take control of her finances so she can get the fucking house that she just, you know, closed on a few months ago, like a 2 months ago. So... I like my personal space. As you can tell, my conversation is so much freer now that I'm done with the whole closing of the fucking house and all this other bullshit. Like, bitch, now it's you gone. Okay, you got your own space. I got my own space. Whew. Man, it feels beautiful. It feels good.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't like motherfuckers touching my remote control, bro. Hey, bro, I get mad when I cut on my TV and the TV ain't on the channel I left it on. That's where I'm at with the shit. So, like, nah, as far as black question is concerned, I prefer not to give up a fucking key. Because, like, bitch, I don't want you to ever think that you have any type of jurisdiction over my shit. You see what I'm saying? If I give you a fucking key, it's because a life situation happened to where, oh, fuck. All right, bitch, here's your key. But goddamn it.
That's real talk.
That's why I'm mad with shit. Like, nigga, like, look, ain't enough love in the world. Ain't enough love in the world for me to be like, oh, bitch, girl, I miss you so much. Here, take this key. I want, when I come home, I want to see you. No, man, I don't want to see this bitch. I don't want to see none of these hoes, man. Look, I got love for all my bitches. But I don't want to walk in my fucking house at any time and just catch this bitch in my shit. Be like, surprise, nigga. Like, what? No, man. When I come in my fucking house, I just want me, my personal fucking space. That's why, bitch, I got you a fucking house so you can get the fuck out of my personal fucking space. So to answer your question, Black, never. It's never a good time to give
Did you get your key back?
No. No, once you got the key, you got the key. But, like, now there's rules to the shit. Like, bitch, you're not allowed to just pop in my shit. You got me fucked up.
So how many of your baby mamas got a key to your house now?
Let me see. Let me think. One, two, three.
And they all got rules and stipulations.
Fucking right. Hell yeah. All got rules and stipulations. Like, remember, the first two got a key because when I was working out there in Abu Dhabi and Dubai and Afghanistan and shit like that, right, everybody needed to gather up all the resources. You feel what I'm saying? So everybody moved in together so we could save this motherfucking money because, look, bitch, I'm about to go. So, bam, that's how the first two got their fucking key. And then the last one, like, look, bitch, you just hard-headed. You don't know no fucking better. So, like, now I got to take control of your fucking finance so you get, you know what I'm saying, so you get this fucking house. That's it.
Mm. Okay, so I can gauge y'all answers, but I couldn't gauge y'all answers on this topic tonight. So that was cool, though. I could have expected Smooth to say that. But, you know, I know when it comes, like, even though he called them bitches and hoes, you know, I know how he feels and how he interacts with his children's. What?
I love my bitches.
His children's mom.
This is because I call you a bitch. That's a term of endearment. Think about it.
Don't be offended when I...
Did I not send you a happy Mother's Day message?
Yeah, but you didn't call me a bitch.
No, I didn't.
I know, you didn't call me a bitch.
I know, for the first time in years.
Right.
But it's a term of
endearment. I said he's evolving.
No, I'm not evolving. You read that message I sent you.
I read it to them, and I was like, y'all think that I just deal with his shenanigans on the show. Like, this is legit how my best friend is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, who you read that shit to?
Huh?
Who you read it
to? I read it to Mo.
Oh. These are the times.
People be like, so you and Smooth ain't never messed around? I said, not a damn time. Like, that's just my genuine asshole of a best friend. But, okay, so women look at this situation a little bit different. Now, you got some women that's out there like, you know, nah, ain't nobody getting no key to my house. This is my, you know. And then you got your women, oh, he get a key, he going to be paying all the bills in here, you know. And then you got the other women that's just like, you know, that's my bae. You know, he look out, you know, or whatever he, she these days. They look out and, you know, okay, yeah, I'm busy, so they could just come and go, right? So women, they just, you know, it's whatever suits the occasion, but also it depends on how much she like you, right? If a woman like you, a woman can be like, ain't nobody getting no key to my house. Hell to the no, you know? And then she meet that one that she vibing with heavy, boom, he got a key to the house. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of in the middle between both of y'all, believe it or not. I mean, I can understand and relate to both of y'all energy. Now, Mo said a minimum a year. Now, that's kind of far-fetched, but in my previous relationship, we was together for 2 years. He never had a key. Now, granted, I offered him a key at one point, and his answer was, you know, that's your house. I never offered it again. So when he would bring it up or he would say something like, what, you want me to get a key? I'd be like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's going to only come out one time. But, of course, that was like, you know, that was, you know, we was deep into it when I even said something the first time. So we went 2 years no key. You know what I'm saying? No key, no none of that. Like, you know, I got up and opened up the door every time. Now, I've been in a relationship with somebody that, you know, they came in the door, you know, like, listen, I'm not playing no games. It is what it is. They talking that talk. They showing what they showing. You know, month or two, you got to keep.
What?
So it all depends, you know what I'm saying, on the energy that this person is giving. But for years, one time it was that. And so I've had situations where I did it in years. People, ain't nobody had no key in years. You know what I'm saying? Because then it was just like, okay, what you bringing to the table? You know what I'm saying? You know, on that type of time. I don't need nobody to pay all my bills. You know, I got my bills. But it's been years, you know, for me, you know what I'm saying, since I was just in that moment. But, like, I was talking to my cousin tonight, right? And so my cousin is, like, the player type. She'd be like, I'm going to do me because these dudes, they going to do them. So, you know, ain't nothing, you know. But she's, like, always getting caught up. So, like, she always cheating, but she not really good at it. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. And so she always getting caught up. And, you know, this was the one a couple months ago, like, you know, fuck a nigga, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And then tonight she was like, man, you know, I'm just really tired of playing games and I want to get married. I had to take the phone and look at it and make sure I was talking to the right person. I say, I'm 40. So she's like 42, 43. I said, are you okay? She said, yeah, what you mean? I said, you heard what you just said? She said, yeah. I said, generally, it's me talking about marriage, and now you talking about you want to get married? And she was like, yeah, I'm ready to settle down. Now, mind you, she's been in a relationship for 12 years with somebody, you know, off and on, but the last few definitely have been on. They still get up. She's like, I'm ready for them to leave so I can go settle down. I was like, I don't know if you got the right antics because you done been with somebody and you didn't, you know, did what you did. But she's like, no, I'm really ready to settle down. It's just not with this person, right? And
one,
I say,
man,
I get that. But this particular cousin is the type to where she is always in a relationship, not a play, I mean in a serious relationship, right? But, you know, we a vibe like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you take a break and then you write in another relationship after your break is over. But she's the type that every relationship, after you show her you solid for about a month, you got a key. You know what I'm saying? That's just her vibe, right? She wants you to have easy access. She wants you to be up and about. She wants you to be up under her. So I get it. Now, the thing is, like I said, until now, it's been years and years and years. But the thing is, too, God, what point, Mohi? Okay. That doesn't mean that a person is moving in when they get a key, right? And this is why I agree with Smooth. You have this conversation with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, upon giving them the key, you're like, well, whatever. You know, I'm busy, so you can come in. Or, you know, because you do this, or you may help me with that, you know, you can, you know, get a key to come in and do that. You know what I'm saying? If it's just, you know, babe, you know, we serious, and I ain't fucking with nobody else. I'm just rocking with you, so you ain't got to call. You know, just come on in. You know, you have those conversations. That don't necessarily mean that you're moving in, because if you get a key, you got to conversate with me. Don't just pop up to my house, you know, with all your shit in the car, like, all right, well, I'm moving in. That's a whole nother step. You know what I'm saying? You can't just skip the,
but you know what, that key,
let's see how
key.
This shit gonna work out, because you got the key. You know what I'm saying? That's the pregame.
Well, but I was gonna say, that key is a symbol of trust, man. That's, you know,
it is. It's a symbol of trust. But you know, you gotta trust before you can build. Like, listen,
trust somebody.
Like,
months,
back in the day, the saying used to be, why would he buy the milk if he could have the whole cow for free, right? And this was back in the day when, you know, women had to be scarce. They couldn't get money. They had to ration themselves out to, you know, get a husband and, you know, da-da-da, right? But now, right, you don't get with somebody and then be like, well, I'm going to give you the girlfriend version of me, and then when you marry me, I'm going to give you the married version. You know what I'm saying? Like, when somebody finds you, you should already be a wife, or you should already be a husband, right? So the thing about it is that, you know, as long as you're aligning yourself with who you're supposed to be, like, of course, like, you got people now that be like, look, I don't even date. I skipped the date. That's how we ended up in a relationship. Like, he was like, I don't even date. Like, fuck all that. You know, like, we going to do this or we not.
If you don't date.
You have to lay that foundation
for trust.
You
got to explain that. With that, we don't even date. What that mean?
Okay. So, but let me finish my statement.
Okay, you have
to lay down the foundation of trust, because no one in your present or future should have to suffer for what someone in your past did to you. And, you know, I've had a hell of a past, but I'm just reserved by nature. You know what I'm saying? And some people may be like, you know, you straight, you cool. I'm just a really reserved person. And then when I feel like cutting up and talking shit or whatever, I'm that person. And then I go back to being reserved. I'm like that because I got a lot of shit on my mind. But I will never allow my dude now to suffer for what anybody in my past did, because he didn't deserve, he don't deserve that. He didn't do that, right? So I trust him. You know what I'm saying? You got 100% at this point, 110. It's up to him to mess up that 110%. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be up to nobody else but my dude, right? So what he meant when he said that, like, okay, and then this connection was just really, really different, right? So it's like when we first seen each other, the first day we seen each other, both of us felt something. You know what I'm saying? He probably was looking at me, like looking at my booty, but I felt something different with him. I don't like people. Y'all know I don't like being around people, and I definitely don't like touching people. But, you know, at the end, we gave each other a little side hug. You know, nothing like, oh, just a little side, like, okay, thank you. And I was like, man, I couldn't get this man off of my mind for like a month. And I'm like, dang, like, why is this man on my mind? And then, you know, as I seen him again, I'm realizing this is a past life connection. Like, when I seen him, I loved him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't told him that shit, but when I seen my dude, I knew I loved him. Not to say, like, oh, my God, I'm so in love with you. I knew I loved him. I loved him in a past life. And so when I seen him, these feelings that we shared at once all came back, right? I can't explain it. I can't make you understand it unless you've ever been through it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'll tell you. I can understand.
And so when we started communicating and, you know what I'm saying, just being laid back, and he's so professional by nature anyways, it's just like, I hear you, you know, okay, you know, what's up? And it's like, you know, when we, you know, doing things together, you know, doing spiritual stuff together, it's just like, I trusted him. He could be like, okay, do this. I wouldn't say why or nothing. It's just, he was automatically the leader, you know what I'm saying, in the situation. And I asked a lot of questions, and I'm like, dang, Spirit, I'm not even questioning this man. Like, I'm just allowing him to lead, and that's where the concept came in. You lead, I follow. Now, for me, for Black, to say you lead, I can't even remember when the last time I said that out of my mouth. I can't even remember when the last time that I fell under those circumstances to allow somebody to just truly lead me, like, without question. We're going to handle this your way until your way, lead, you know what I'm saying, doesn't work. And even if it doesn't work one time, if you have shown me that you are a bona fide leader and you're continuously leading this ship, why the fuck am I not going to let you lead? And he hasn't shown me that. So when we took the conversation to the next level, he was like, well, I'm going to tell you straight up. Well, first of all, I got to tell y'all what happened. So this is what happened. So we having this conversation in America, okay, you know, it's poly, but, you know, in Africa, it's just a tradition. So I said, you know, he was like, you know, some women can have multiple men. And I said, I'm one of those women that can have multiple husbands because, you know, I'm supreme. I'm superior. And so he was like, yeah. And I was like, would you be okay, you know, with your partner having multiple men? And he was like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's a conversation to be had, right? Boom. Here I go. He gets it, all right? Now I'm even more like, yeah, I know this is a past life. I love him. No sex, no kissing, no nothing. I just love this man. I love his energy. I love his smile. I love his intelligence. You know, I love his skin. Like, you know, I'm vibing. So then when we start, you know, dealing with each other, he like, I don't date. What you mean? He said all of that. Okay, let's see how this goes. Let's see where this goes. Listen, I'm into you. You into me. We gonna do this and be all in and start building our legacy, or we not going to do it at all? And I said, I can get that. You know, you see all the memes on social media, like, I don't even want to date no more. Let's just go half on rent in the bills. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But he legit was like, I'm not going to date you and see where nothing go. No. And then so I was like, you know, and I brought it up one time, and I was like, you know, I'm chilling right now. We doing this, and, you know, once I get situated, then I'll let you know, when I deal with somebody else. He, you know, he said nothing. And so time went on. A couple weeks later, I said, all right, so now I'm going to explore options, you know, because you got to know what you have in your first partner so you know what you want in your second partner. You know, people feel like, okay, you got two men, you got to sleep with both of these men. It's not like that, right? So if you got one man and the sex is immaculate, right, and he is intelligent, but he is lacking the emotional support, then that's what you're going to go look for in a second partner, right? So I was like, okay, I'm ready to go get my second partner. He was like, who? What you mean? And I was like, well, we had already talked about this several times. That motherfucker switched that shit up so fast. He said, I don't share. I'm not sharing shit. You know, he said, me and you, we hadn't slept together when I said that either. I said, ain't this a bitch? It done got me all up in the mix, but he done baited switched my ass. So, you know, Polly is out. He's like, I don't play that shit. He said, I don't like nobody touching my shit. Like, he's talking about another partner. So you want me to come over there in different clothes? But it's like, you know, it's different people, because he could come over in street clothes, or he could come over, you know, in his spiritual gear. It's like you're getting two different people, because his mind frame shifts within those energies. But, yeah, he made it switch my ass. So, you know, no poly, but, like, I feel it. And it's just from, it's like love at first sight. And those love at first sight moments be because this is a past life relationship for real. Now, you could get somebody that's a twin flame. The twin flame is your person that's coming into your life at that point that you know, you guys mirror each other's energy. You know what I'm saying? And then the bond is so amazing because it goes so smooth, right? You're a mirror of each other. But, baby, a divine partnership, you know, past life, that somebody that you was really with in your past life, and you finally meet them in this life, that shit there just blows your mind, man. I'm good where I'm at.
All right. Well, I guess that's a bow on the topic. I mean, any closing remarks with this?
So the closing remarks to the people out there that's like Mo, you know, put it like this. You can wait one whole year before you give somebody a key, and you give them that key, and then you find out they're crazy. You can wait 3 months, 4 months, two months.
It's a gamble.
If your heart is in it and your heart is telling you to do, follow your spirit. Like, you can't keep putting, you know, I mean, granted, got children and shit like that, you know, you want to be more mindful and make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you got the right person, people in your energy. But that's not really more so time. That's more so, it's kind of time because you got to watch this motherfucker. You got to see how they move. You got to pay attention to the shit they saying. You got to do all of that. You got to put them cameras up. I got cameras in my house, period. I'm paying attention to the bitch's eyes and everything. Like,
I forgot you got the cameras.
What the fuck he looking at? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go that extra mile when you're a parent, but use your intuition. Like, use your intuition as far as what you're doing. So time, like, that person could be a savage. Like, the man in Texas, you know what I'm saying? The girl called her mom and said, you know, man, your husband or your boyfriend or whatever acted funny towards me. He was standing over her and shit, acting weird, like maybe he was trying to do something to her. And when she called her mom, he killed her. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, people feel like they get comfortable, but you think she knew him way more than a year. You feel me? When a person is going to be how they are, they're going to be that way. You got to pay attention and not ignore red flags because you feel some type of way, because you love somebody. You know what I'm saying? You got to always put your kids first. So I don't think that there's a time frame on it. But again, on Smooth's standpoint, a lot of men will be like, they going to avoid giving up a key, and they going to avoid moving in. That was before Smooth, because now the way that shit going, man, motherfuckers trying to shack up. Bitch, these bills is high. So
trying to move in. That makes sense, though.
But that's it. Follow your heart. Do whatever it is that you got to do for you. But most importantly, ladies, like, be mindful of how these people act, what they say, you know, how they moving around your kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure these motherfuckers ain't crazy, especially if you got a girl.
Yeah, that's a whole nother, layer to it. So, yes, definitely. So, once again, another just interesting topic, man. Real talk. This is how we do, man. Every Sunday night, catch us live and direct. You know what I'm saying? 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. You know what I'm saying? We get it in. We talk about it. Talk about real stuff. That's how we do. So without further ado, let's get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop-up. So new to the show. This is a part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on just different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. I just want to bring to the table and chop it up with the people. So before I get into this, Black, this past week, was there anything that you was tripping on?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So, all right. So I'm going to get into it. So a couple things. Let me see here. What I'm going to touch on first. Oh, so first, like I said at the beginning of the show, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. And I'm not even a big fan of this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got hit to him. And for the people out there, because I didn't even know, I didn't recognize his name until, like, people started talking about it on social media. I'm like, who? And I was talking to one of my associates, like, who is this guy Kevin Samuels that they talking about? And then they explained, oh, he's a YouTube conversationalist type of guy about relationships. And then I was like, oh, that's him. And I'm like, damn, that's sad. I'm like, damn, he was saying like he was just catching a wave. And he died. So I guess he died a few days ago. I'm not even sure what he died from or whatever. I haven't really deep dived into it, but I know it is official. He did pass. But a lot of people was talking about that it could have been conspiracy theories because, you know, he was.
That nigga died like the color purple.
Talk about it.
On top of me. That nigga died fucking.
Really? He had a heart attack?
That nigga died fucking.
Wow. That's some eerie shit.
If there's a way to go out, he went out.
That's some eerie shit. Wow. So, you know, so like I said, so I was having some conversations with some of my associates, and, you know, we got, like, our like, book club, you know what I'm saying? And we, you know, talk about different books from time to time. And I remember one person was telling me about, oh, yeah, you need to get hip to Kevin Samuel. And it was a female. So I was like, all right, like, what's this Kevin Samuel person about? And you know, they were like, yeah, you should check out some of his, he on YouTube or whatever. So I got a chance to, you know, I checked out one of his YouTube things, and he made some nice points. I mean, a lot of women push back on him because, you know, he can be so raw with, like, what he's saying. But, you know, he's got some truth in it. Now, like, I don't go with everything he's saying, you know what I'm saying? But he had a couple things that I could agree with, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I can't buy everything he's selling because I'm a guy myself, you know what I'm saying? We talk about real talk on our show. So I'm like, you know, I got some what's the word I'm looking for? Experience when it comes to relationship topics, but you know, I do like to hear other people's point of views. But you know, so he just used to really just read women, and you know, I guess one of the things that he said was controversial, like if a woman isn't married by a certain age, she done did some shit wrong because nobody, you know what I'm saying, nobody want her, and you know, she should have been married if she was, you know, stuff like that. So you know, it was controversial, so, you know, and that's not like that's just you can't just make a blanket statement like that. I mean, sometimes it can be true, it could be something that the woman is doing is detrimental, that's causing a guy not to really, you know, come to the table and, you know, I guess ask for her hand in marriage or whatever. But, you know, it was just, he definitely has some interesting, I guess, controversial just relationship topics. And he talked about dudes sometimes too, because I think it was one scenario where I heard where I guess some dude called into a show and was like, you know, I deserve a bad bitch. And then he was like, well, what makes you deserve a bad bitch? And he was like, because I'm just that guy. And then he was like, well, that's your, you know, like, that's your first mistake, because, you know, if you that guy, you should just attract a person with those qualities and not putting a label on I want a bad bitch. You know, so it's just certain things. He would just read certain language and things you say and stuff like that, and then just kind of like put it back at you. But you know, rest in peace. I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, but Smooth, like I said, that's why I always dig when Smooth call into the show, because I know Smooth watches the news, and I know Smooth, you be on YouTube and stuff like that. So Smooth would get down to the nitty gritty. Like I had no, and I like, you know, like I said, I get my topics from Twitter and, you know, and just here and there and stuff like that. So a lot of times, unless it's something I'm really interested in, I don't really deep dive into it. I like to kind of keep it surface level, and then, like, we can talk about it. But I didn't know that he actually died having sex. That's why. That's like a...
I'm so disappointed in the news that was actually newsworthy.
What? That he died having sex?
Yeah. No, that too. But the fact that this shit made the news... is what disappoints me.
Why? What, that he made the news of his passing or how he passed? That's what I'm confused.
No. The fact that he made the news passing. You see what I'm saying? Like, nigga, really?
I mean, he's a popular dude on YouTube, though. He's, you know.
Oh, man. It's still the news, bro.
I don't get a wave. I mean, people was really trying to figure out, like, what happened to this dude? Like, you know, so it was newsworthy because people was talking about it. So, you know, but I get you. You just want to see your stocks, your bonds. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, that's it. See, like, back in the day, everybody forgot. You know, back in the day, you had categories. You feel what I'm saying? And in these fucking categories, you had different shows that reported different things. You see what I'm saying? The news was for the news. You see what I'm saying? When it came down to celebrity gossip and celebrity fucking events, you had E.T. and fucking Extra Extra. Remember that shit?
Yeah. But
right. So now ain't nobody looking. So like now, motherfucker, nigga, that's supposed to be on E.T. Entertainment Tonight and Extra Extra or fucking TMZ or some shit. That ain't supposed to be on the fucking news. That shit was on all the news channels.
Let me ask you this, Smooth. I guess you didn't hear, like, the you came in a little late on our conversation, but you know how me and Black, we talk about our weeks, And I name my weeks each week, and this week I'm calling it New Era, New Time. You know what I'm saying? I feel you. Where you coming from? You're coming with like the way it was in the 90s, maybe the early 2000s.
But hold on, what the fuck did you just say?
What did I just say? I just said.
What was the name of your week again?
My week, I'm calling it New Era, New Time, meaning that what you're saying is, yeah, that's how it went in the 90s and even the early 2000s. Like, you know, you had different categories. You have different shows that catered to, like you said, celebrity news or gossip and stuff like that. But now with social media, man, everything's blurred. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, whatever is trending, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I told you how I get my news from Twitter, because it's a trending topic. So if it's trending, that's what they're going to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has a phone in their pocket.
It don't mean it's acceptable. You see what I'm saying? Yep. Just because it's trends doesn't mean it's fucking acceptable. I will never accept no bullshit like that. Look at it like this. Just because it's old, right, don't mean that it's irrelevant. You see what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers have a... No, I'm just saying in general.
Okay.
We're not talking about you. I'm just saying, just because it's old don't mean it's irrelevant. That's just like when you made the statement about what Kevin Samuels said, as far as if you're not married by a certain age, you got to look at it like this. Those words came from a 57-year-old man. You see what I'm saying? So that 57-year-old man was taught a certain way. You know what I'm talking about? Back in the day, if you wasn't married by a certain fucking age, something was wrong with you. Yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you see what I mean. I like, it was a blanket.
Right. But it's always about, you know what I'm saying, sometimes people have a tendency of forgetting the past or trying to rewrite the past, but these statements was made for a reason. You see what I'm saying? What the fuck is it about you that...
Yeah,
40, and bitch, you know what I'm talking about? What the fuck is about you? Now you in your fucking 40s and shit, and bitch, you ain't married. You see what I'm saying? Like, it ain't them. Now you gotta look at yourself. You gotta reflect on your fucking.
Exactly. Like, you know, a lot of people, they can't handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, the truth hurts.
So,
you know,
nigga,
what I'm saying? Like,
oh no, I'm just waiting for this, waiting for that. Like, no, nigga, don't hear that shit. What it is about you that you actually turn the people away?
Exactly. So, and that's what will make it, you know, that's why he was popular, because he would, like, you know, these people would call into his show and he would read them, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they would get stuck sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because they like, damn, like, you know, like, maybe what he's saying has some truth to it. So, you know, that's why I think it was kind of newsworthy, because, you know, like I said, he you know, in our day and age, you know, we have to have these conversations in our community, in the black community. That's why I love the show that we do. You know what I'm saying? There's real topics, real discussions, real conversations. And, you know, I mean, now, I don't want to say a martyr, but, like, wow, just the way he went out, you know what I'm saying? Everything happens for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So this is just, like, wow, it's so eerie, like you just, you know, how he's a conversationalist about relationships, and then he died actually having sexual intercourse. That's wow. I did not even know that until you just said that. So, you know, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. But now that kind of opened the door for the book that I'm reading now by an author by the name of Ms. Shahrazad Ali. And once again, it's The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. And I relate to this book more because, like I said, Kevin Samuels, at the end of the day, is a guy. And I'm a guy. Of course, Smooth, you a guy. So, you know, I pride myself on understanding women, especially black women. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love doing the show that we do. But at the same time, I'm not a woman. You know what I'm saying? So the thing that's the kind of I appreciate about this book more than listening to somebody like Kevin Samuels is this is coming from a woman. You know what I'm saying? And nobody can explain a woman like a woman. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I really like this book. And so, you know, once I finish it, you know, definitely I'm going to try to, you know, narrow it down to a couple topics so we can have and, you know, we can kind of talk about some of the things that she talked about. I should be finishing that book in the next couple of weeks, probably when I'm getting ready to go back to Cleveland at the end of the month. So I'll definitely. What's up?
Steve Harvey came out with a book, right?
Okay.
Steve Harvey came out with a book talking about What the fuck was that book? What was the name of that book?
He was telling our secrets. He was talking about some guys.
No. I don't really give a fuck about that. I'm just saying, what was the name of the book? Act Like a Man, Think Like a Woman, or some bullshit. Yeah, think like a woman. Shit.
Think like
right.
Act like a woman. Think like
Either way it goes, right? So
yeah.
Steve Harvey came out with a book, but Steve Harvey can only write a book based off of his own perceptions.
True.
You see what I'm saying? See, I pride myself on not knowing bitches, but learning bitches.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Because
at.
I don't know. Right. Because I don't know bitches. I pride myself on learning bitches because you'll read a book from one bitch, right? But that's one personality.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You got multiple different personalities, which means you're supposed to read multiple different books by multiple different bitches.
I feel you. The reason why
all of a sudden all these hoes started to think they had the fucking the cheat code. Like, no, you're reading the book based off of one motherfucker's opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
That
doesn't
make sense to me.
You make a good point on that, but like I said, I go off of vibes and intuition. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just like kind of like how can I put this?
No, nigga. At the end of the day, right, the only reason why I brought that up is because you made the statement about, you know what I'm saying, you pride yourself on knowing bitches and all this other good shit, but you're going to read the book based off of one bitch's personal experiences and one bitch's insight. I was just saying, hey, nigga, at the end of the day, just keep open fucking mind because that's just based off of one bitch's personal experiences and one bitch's outlook. That was it.
Yeah. I get you. Once again, I'm gonna put a bookmark on that, and we'll come back to this once I read the book, and we, you know, and like I said, because I think we'll have a better understanding once I, you know, come with a topic that's from this book, and then it can make it maybe more broad, and maybe you can kind of maybe understand a little bit more of what I'm saying. So, switching gears, let's see what else we got in the news. So, Dave Chappelle, you know what I'm saying? So he got attacked on stage, and I'm like, what's going on with this, man? Like, it's like a new trend where people are like attacking comedians now. Like, so of course we all know what happened with Chris Rock and Will Smith a month and a half ago or whatever, and now Dave Chappelle. So apparently Dave Chappelle was at some concert in, I think it was LA, California, somewhere in California, and I think he was taping a Netflix special. And somebody ran out on stage. I don't know if this person, once again, I'm just reading the headlines, but I don't know if this person had a situation where he was like, didn't like what Dave Chappelle was talking about when it comes about the LGB, you know, the letter people community or whatever that he's been, you know, I guess his last few comedy shows, he's really kind of focused on that. So I don't know, but apparently he caught a bad one. What's up?
Yeah, nothing to do with faggots, man. After they whooped his ass and shit, they asked the motherfucker what happened. Apparently his fucking mama is getting kicked out of fucking house and all this other bullshit. So he wants to bring awareness to fucking homelessness or some other bullshit. Like, yeah, nothing to do with them faggots.
So that's why he attacked? That's why he tackled him?
That's why he's going to stage to try to tackle the nigga and shit like that. So he can bring awareness to fucking what's going on as far as homelessness in California and all this other bullshit. He took an ass whipping for nothing. You see what I'm saying? Like the only time some gay shit came out is when fucking Dave Chappelle said, he was a trans man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's cracking jokes on the motherfucker.
Wow. All right. Well, that's that. Well, yeah, dude definitely got his ass whooped for that. You know what I'm saying? So I saw it was like his elbow was bent backwards and shit. So
yeah, they both his arms got broke.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on, man. What you doing, man? So, yeah. So that's giving Dave Chappelle. So now, I can't wait for Dave Chappelle's new, you know, special because he's got more stuff to talk about. It's real life, you know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be interesting. And I can't wait for Chris Rock's next, you know, Netflix special. So controversy definitely brings,
everybody was on stage. Then Chris Rock came on the stage, and man, I thought that was Will Smith. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. That, like, some controversy that really sells some tickets, man. So So that's that. So now, quick music review. I wanted to get to this last week, but you know, we kind of ran out of time. But I just want to shout out Future, man. So I've been vibing to the new Future album. It's called I Never Liked You. And I was kind of on and off with Future. You know what I'm saying? Future, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I give a take. You know what I'm saying? But this album kind of solidified. Because, you know, you get a lot of people from Atlanta. I think 21 Savage came out and was like, yo, you know, people don't know. But, like, in Atlanta, Future is like Drake. Or, you know, the way New Yorkers look at Jay-Z, that's how cats look at Future down there. And I was like, really? You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, okay. You know, I always, you know, he had a couple, you know, a few songs that I like, you know, of course, Sierra, you know, I was the baby mother. They was kicking it back in the day. But I was like, you know what? Let me just do a deep dive. You know what I'm saying? And let me just, because I, you know, I rock with him, but I ain't rock with him like that. I didn't really get the statement. I know, big shout out to Three Stacks, Andre 3000. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about how him and his son, they like big Future fans. He was like, even though it's like some of the most ignorant rhymes you can hear, you know what I'm saying? Him and his son, that's their vibe. You know what I'm saying? When they just relate, they relate to listening to some Future. So I was like, all right, you know, let me see what he talking about. And definitely, man, he came with it, man. So I Never Liked You. I like the album from top to bottom. That I already know it's gonna like him and Drake. They got a wave. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a certain chemistry, man. When you know they, when they get together on a track, it's usually gonna be a hit. But basically, the one song that I really like is called "Wait for You," and it's on that Afrobeat vibe. It's got Drake, it's got Tim's. Definitely like a banger. I can see that's gonna be a summer anthem. You know what I'm saying? You know, big shout out to Tim's. She's representing from Nigeria. Sexy Nigerian singer. She's got a big song right now with Wizkid called Essence. That's a vibe, you know what I'm saying? You just want to set the mood. You put that song on, that's going to set the mood right there. So, but even, you know, aside from that song, man, from top to bottom, I just like it, man. It's like Future, he back on point. And, you know, I like this. This is the first Future album that I've really liked since DS2, which stands for Dirty Sprite 2. That's the one with Fuck Up Some Commas. You know, that song hit hard. You know what I'm saying? Then, like I said, he's got the album with Drake that was dope. The What a Time to Be Alive. He's got a joint, a whole album with Little Uzi to Go. It's dope. He's got a whole album with Young Thug. So I can see it, man. So I see why, you know, Atlanta, they really give Future his props because he has been consistent. But this album, to me, because, you know, he had his mixtapes, stuff like that. You know, he had the Mask Off single like a couple years ago that was real big. But this is a actual album that from top to bottom, you know what I'm saying? I think he really got in his bag on this one, man. So big shout out to that. Definitely give that the Mo Benz Rap Radio Seal of Approval. So definitely check that out if you can. Let's see here. What else we got? So real quick, too, I'm going to get into the sports report real quick. So right now, you know, of course, we tape the show every Sunday night, and, you know, playoffs is going on in the background. You know, I'm watching the whole Philly-Miami game as I do the show. So just to run down the playoffs, how it's looking. So big shout-out to Joel Embiid because, you know, basically the Miami Heat is playing the Philadelphia 76ers, and Miami was looking like they were setting up to sweep the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was getting on James Harden. And because James Harden, you know, it was no Joel Embiid, so they like, yo, where you at? But Joel Embiid, you know, he suffered a little injured concussion, and I think he broke his orbital bone. That's the bone that's like by your eye socket or whatever. But anyway, long story short, put the mask on, came back a couple days ago. Philly got their first win, so the series was 2-1 Miami. And it looks like Philly, as long as they don't fold, they're going to take care of business and tie up the series 2-2. So that could go either way, because that's my finals pick. You know, I had the Sixers going to the finals. You know, Joel Embiid should win the MVP, even though they're going to probably give it to Jokic. But, yeah, so that's what's going on in that series. Another series that we got going on, my favorite series is going on right now. The one that I was really watching in this round is the whole Memphis Grizzlies, Golden State, Memphis. A couple days ago, they finally took their first bad loss of the playoffs. You know, like Golden State really just beat them by like about 20 points. So now Golden State, at the time that we're taping the show, of course, you know, if you're listening to this later, you know, the series can probably change. But as of Sunday, you know, basically Golden State is now up on Memphis 2-1. So Memphis, they need a big game on Monday. So we'll see if they can even the series. John Morant, he suffered a little knee injury. Hopefully it's not too serious. He can come back. And then, of course, they'll get Dylan Brooks back. Dylan Brooks was a cat that Gary Payton Jr. I don't know if anybody saw the play. Probably did if you know, into basketball because it was all over the sports news. But basically, Gary Payton Jr., son of Gary Payton, was balling out too, man. Steve Kerr was really pissed off that he got hurt, man, because he's was going to be a vital person in that lineup as far as the guards. But basically, he's an athletic dude, man. He was going up for dunks. And, you know, Dylan Brooks gave him, like, a hard foul. And the way he fell, it felt so awkward, man. He tried to brace himself with his arm. Wasn't the smartest move because his arm was just straight. And it just all that pressure came on his elbow, basically broke his elbow. So he's out for the remainder of the playoffs. And then Dylan Brooks got suspended. And, you know, that's a big reason why Memphis lost, that the past game. So hopefully he comes back and Memphis can tie the series 2-2. I'm rooting for Memphis. But Golden State, I don't know, man. That experience might take them out of there. And then we got the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix had total control of that series. Chris Paul had been balling out, playing like he's like 37 years old, man, a seasoned vet, right? But he looking like this was like the best playoffs. You know, he's playing his best basketball. But now, I'm not the biggest fan of Luka. But I got to give him his props, man. Luka, and the Jason Kidd coaching, man. They tied the series up 2-2. So we'll see how that goes, man. That's the best of, best of three games now. So we'll see what happens, man, with that. And then lastly, we got Milwaukee and Boston. Big shout-out to Giannis. Milwaukee, as of now, is up 3-1. We'll see if Boston can come back and, win another game and make it a series. So we'll see what happens with that. So that's what's going on in hoops. Real quick, NFL. I didn't get a chance to get to this last week. Just a couple quick things. I'm not going to bore people with too much NFL stats and news, but we had the NFL draft that just happened about a week ago. Some of the highlights. Wasn't really a big star-studded draft. You know, they had it in Vegas, and it was on the same night as one of the playoff games. So so a lot of people watching the playoffs instead of the draft. I know I was. But some of the highlights, the two quarterbacks that you'll probably hear about coming up in the season. One, of course, Pittsburgh. Basically, Ben Roethlisberger is retiring. So Big Ben, has been a quarterback for, damn near 20 years in Pittsburgh, retired. I think it was like 17 years or whatever in the league. Finally retired, so they needed a QB to replace him. We'll see what Mike Tomlin can do, as far as his QB selection. So they took, Kenny Pickett, So he was a quarterback out of the University of Pitt. So he's going to stay hometown kid. We'll see what he does. He's going to be battling Mitch Trubisky for that number one QB slot. My Browns got to just go ahead and smack them up. Big shout out to my Cleveland Browns. That's my squad. That's that. The other big news, let's see here. The only other notable quarterback that's getting a little burn is Malik Williams. He's out of Liberty University, so that's like a Division II school. But basically, he got drafted to the Tennessee Titans. So now Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill, you're on the clock. He's on notice. We're gonna see if Malik Williams can beat him out and take the job, Tennessee, they got, like, that physical team coached by Mike Vrabel. They got, Derrick Henry, who's the running back. So we'll see what happens. The only other two notable picks that I was kind of looking forward to see where they went, we got this dude named Sauce Gardner, defensive back, defensive back. When you think of defensive back, you think of Deion Sanders, like the defensive back, the defensive backs for the people that don't really know football like that, that's who guards the receivers or whatever. So Sauce Gardner out of Cincinnati went to the New York Jets. We'll see what he can do with the Jets, man. We'll see if Zach Wilson can play. That's their quarterback that they got a couple years ago. well, last year. So this will be year two for him. So we'll see if he can play. And then the Giants, man. The Giants drafted Evan Neal. That's the only other pick that I was kind of looking to see where he's going to go. And basically, Evan Neal, he's an offensive tackle out of Alabama. He's like 6'8". And for the people out there that don't really know football like that, offensive tackles, that's the offensive line. So those are the people that guard the quarterback. So, so that's that. Baker Mayfield, we still don't know what's up with him. Real quick, nations that I can see him going. You know what I'm saying? Seattle, you're getting a lot of talk about the Seattle Seahawks because I'm trying to think of his name. I don't know why his name just but the quarterback for Seattle, basically Russell Wilson, you know, he just went to the Denver Broncos. So they kind of influx, so it's a good chance that he may go to Seattle. I personally think Baker Mayfield, his best landing spot would be the Atlanta Falcons. I can see him in the South. I can see him because the Atlanta Falcons is going with Marcus Mariota at quarterback. I don't think he's it. They got a nice tight end, Kyle Pitts, you know what I'm saying, that I think is a stud tight end. And I think Baker Mayfield would pair up good with him. But we'll see what happens. I don't know. Arthur Blank, who's the owner, it seemed like he ain't really checking for Baker. That's the move I would make. Or, you know, Baker to the New York Giants. You know what I'm saying? They're going to give Daniel Jones one last shot. They didn't pick up his option, his fifth-year option, to sign him to a contract. So, you know, his time is up. So, you know, you could see Baker in New York. So, you know, that's what's going on in the sports report. Lastly, a couple other topics real quick. We had the Met Gala up here in New York. It was called the Gilded Glamour Age or whatever. So, you know, the Met Gala is always cool to see the pics or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's always a vibe. So for the people out there that's not hip, that's not from New York, the Met Gala, that's the Metropolitan Museum, Art Museum in Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? So every year, right, spring or whatever, you know, springtime, they always had a Met Gala, and that's where you can just go into the, well, not anybody, but, you know, for the people that's invited, you can go to the museum, and, you know, it's star-studded, everybody comes with the best outfits, it's like a new age prom, you know, for certain celebs to get picked to go, but it's always like a vibe to see the pictures or whatever, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, so that went down. You know what I'm saying? And New York is good with that, man. I don't know if they do it in New Orleans or Atlanta, but a lot of the museums here, especially with COVID being lifted, me and my wife used to go to the Brooklyn Museum, which is right up the street from our place. But the Brooklyn Museum, man, would have what's called First Saturdays, which is the first Saturday of each month. They would have, like, a new exhibit, and it's a vibe. It's not Met Gala, but you can just go there. And, you know, it's like a whole vibe, man, real bohemian type of vibe, you know, hashtag happily married man. But you see some of the finest Brooklyn bohemian natural-looking women you'll ever see in your life there. Just vibing, you know what I'm saying, looking at art, chilling, drinking some champagne. So hopefully that should be coming back. But, yeah, that's definitely a vibe. So let me see here. What else? So lastly, you know, we got about 2 minutes left, so I don't want to get cut off. So lastly, you know, once again, this has been the world-famous chop-up. This is real talk, you know what I'm saying, with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Once again, wherever we're on every Sunday night, you know what I'm saying, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, man. We give it to you live and direct. So as always, you know, definitely check out the Twitter page, you know what I'm saying, and I keep it thorough on there, you know what I'm saying. So if you just want to see how I'm vibing, see what the show is vibing, see what we on, definitely follow the Twitter page. Big shout out to Elon Musk. But yeah, so, you know, that's real adult talk. And, you know, we put that country twang on it. So talk is spelled TAWK. If you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on my IG, Mo Benz, MOBINNS. As always, keep it respectful. And, you know, big shout out to Black with tonight's topic. You know what I'm saying? How long do you date before giving your partner keys to the crib? We definitely had, you know, three different opinions on that, man. So that was cool to get everybody's viewpoint. Big shout out to me for the world famous chop up. Big shout out to Smooth for the check-in. And once again, man, same time, same place next week. Until then, signing off. Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.